Vu, you are the center of the universe. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marguerite.
Yeah, Vu, you're traveling. You're back in Atlanta. You're up in Asheville, North Carolina. You're a meditative instructor. You have a class in Ojai where you teach meditation. But more importantly, you also use artificial intelligence. Can you explain how that happened and how did that idea come to you?
Right. So the right now, we have a touchless space system. You can go on our website at www.sainthood.com and you can click meditate. And the camera will track how well you're meditating based on a bunch of algorithms we have running in the background. So just with a camera, we can detect the flow state of a person when he or she is meditating. Wow. With this, it's like everybody enters a flow state when they do something they enjoy, right? Where the brain enters into a state of ecstasy, time stops, or time ceases to have meaning. And you just don't know if it's an hour pass or a minute pass. But so when we do something we enjoy, that's a flow state. In meditation, there's a flow state as well. And so we calibrated, we wrote a program. My partner Nick and I, within a year, you know, we wrote a program that we believe can detect the flow state of a person when they're meditating. And then after they meditate, we give them a numeric score so that they can track their progress in time, see how well or not well, or, you know, how they're doing at a certain point in time when they meditate.
So what you're measuring, is the skin, the elasticity of the skin based on the visuals of the camera.
There are five algorithms really running, not just one. So we have one that track heart rate, we have one that track mood, and a few other ones that track the position and the angle and so on. You know. And we combine that because when we feel something inside, you know, the internal reflects in the external. So when people enter a flow state based on our research, the body, the physical shape, the shape of the body, the face, even the heart rate, enter into a distinct shape. Right, distinct phase, and when they exit, there's a big noticeable phase when they exit that flow state.
But you're talking about very, very minor movements. I mean, really hardly undetectable unless a camera is sensitive. You're doing all of this just with a camera, huh?
Yeah. Actually, we move quite a bit. We may not detect with our eyes, but the camera can tell, you know, from the X to X1. We move actually quite a bit when we're trying to be still. So the camera, the AI, or the algorithms are a lot more sensitive than the human eye.
And isn't the concept then, it seems to me, the way I would use this, for example, if I go to your website, I start measuring and tracking my meditation using your camera looking at me. And the key then, it seems to me, is how you feel. So that if I see that my numbers are really where I want them to be, I should be feeling a certain way versus when my numbers were at another way, I would have felt a different way. So it seems to me, ultimately, the whole idea of deep meditation, it's really measured by one's feeling from the inside out, and yet you're able to detect that from the outside in.
I guess that's one way to look at it based on your feelings, right? But usually when, as we start the meditation and we feel a different way 2 minutes in, 5 minutes in, 8 minutes in, and then, you know, close to exiting, right? So our feelings during meditation change quite a bit.
Absolutely.
And then when we enter when steady state, right? Then our feelings will really, really, you know, we don't have feelings except just being content, being there, right? And the flow state gets a little bit deeper than where we're not aware of how we're feeling at all.
Well, to me, that's another. I understand that, and I didn't clarify. But for me, not to feel is also a form of feeling. I mean, again, we're talking language can't really describe what an individual is. You know, when one is in space and time with space and time, these things can not really be talked about. They have to be experienced.
Definitely, you're absolutely correct.
Vu, now you have a website. Give the website again slowly because I couldn't quite hear it when you said it so quickly. Just slow down. What is the website again?
Sanehood.com. Sane as in sanity.
Right.
Hood as in brotherhood.
Okay.
So sanehood.com.
Okay, sanehood.com. There's no money involved. It's just people can go there. They sign up. They can use that equipment basically to track their meditation, right?
That's absolutely right. No money. We want this to be open for anybody.
And so what got you to come up with this idea to begin with?
Yeah, so I've been meditating for a long time. And so about 2 years ago, I started to facilitate guided meditation. And I see the results of when people come in and when they walk out. You know, when they come in, they're a little stressed. They walk out, they're in bliss. It's like the reverse aging, right? They grew younger by 10 years. But that's only one of me. And all the initiatives in the world that we currently have will not allow us to teach meditation effectively because it's a skill, and it's a hard skill, right? And a lot of people that teach meditation, they only teach one-on-one or in a small group. But to track the progress of a meditator, how long you are, how well you're doing, that skill is super hard because there is no way for us to do that right now. We can do it by feeling. I feel like that was a good session. I feel like today was better than yesterday, but that's no way for us to track how well we're doing. And in learning psychology, I would say is if we have something to base our assumption on, we can make improvements upon it. So I thought long and hard about how can we improve and spread the art of meditation to as many people as we can. And this idea of using AI to track flow state and give people a numeric score came up, and we want to make it accessible to everybody so that there's no financial component to it. In fact, we are going to give back to people who meditate. We're going to give them some reward tokens, crypto tokens, that can be used on the platform to redeem for goods and services on the platform. So then the more you meditate, the more you score, the more tokens and you get on the platform, and the more you can redeem for goods and services on the platform. So we essentially is flipping this paradigm upside down, where a lot of activities that require monetary means, we say, hey, you don't need money to get the best, learn the best skill in the world. We're actually going to give you something in return in addition to feeling good. If you come to our website and use our website and to gain peace and purpose.
You know, Vu, you're my brother. I love you, but I'm going to push back a little bit on this. Crypto coins especially have had such a bad rap, and I've talked to Mitch Lewis, who's a professional trader on the stock market, and he's pointed out, and I've always known this, my problem with crypto basically, just fundamentally, is it represents nothing. There's no value there. It's just speculation. I'm not sure how you're using crypto in the method. For me personally, I don't think the meditation. I was going to ask you, like, what is the whole point of meditation? It seems to me it's to break away from attachments completely. And I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. I'm just reacting a little bit. I'm wondering, do you really need that factor? I don't have to put this on the radio, by the way. Just between you and I, I'll edit this out. But I'm not really sure crypto is really something you want to be associated with in meditation.
Yeah, if you think about it as a reward point.
I mean, you really need rewards. I mean, you know, we're not rats. We're not monkeys. You know, I don't need to be I don't need to be rewarded by some camera that's looking at me. I mean, I'm just telling how I feel about it.
Sure, no problem. And that's one point of view, right?
So, yeah. I'm not saying mine's the correct by any means. I'm just telling you how I feel about it.
Oh, I totally agree. And let me address that. You know, people, when they work towards something, they tend to try harder.
Mm-hmm.
So the more, if you see something that you can associate with, we can't change everybody to disassociate themselves with the material plane overnight, right? People got to work up slowly. Each level takes a while to attain. And the crypto aspect of it is, you know, you can treat as a game. If you don't want the crypto, fine, donate it to somebody else, tip the instructor in crypto. It could mean nothing, or it could mean something, right, to somebody.
Okay, this could be a generational thing. Clearly, this is a generational thing, and I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's just, you know, why not? We can do it. Why shouldn't we do it? If people don't use it, that's fine. They don't use it, but other people who may like it, they get it.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Yeah, thank you. And now, do you have other ideas that you've been playing with? You haven't just released yet concepts because you're obviously very well schooled in technical aspects. Are there other ideas that you have in the storehouse?
Yeah. So right now, you know, we're continuously improving the product. One thing that we realize is that in order for New Year's resolution to stick, you need an accountability partner, right? So if, for example, when people make New Year's resolution and they don't have accountability partner, like 93% of them don't stick to the resolution by the end of the year. But if a person has accountability partner, then 93% of them will stick to doing their resolution by the end of the year. So you see how just having somebody to check on you, in on you, really improve your chances of success. So one aspect that we're working on this has been on the product plan for a while, is to introduce social circles, meaning people can contact each other and say, hey, at 7 o'clock Tuesday night, let's all sit and meditate. That is one way to get people to meditate more. It's just having friends and having accountability partners.
That's interesting.
The ultimate goal of this product is what I call a personal guru. Since we can detect flow state when it occurs and when the people exit, we can detect when people are discombobulated, right? So your mind is just racing, or your heart is racing, you're scrunching up because you feel disgusted about something. We can, our algorithm can say, hey, Mercury, chill down, man. You know, just take a couple deep breaths, reset yourself, right? And just start leading you so you can have a better experience. So it's just like having your guru sitting next to you, meditating with you, and he can sense your internal state. That's the goal, and we're working towards that in 2023.
Well, you could maybe you could call it discombobulated meditation. We're speaking with Vu, who has this form of really tracing the way you meditate in a very clever way. And I didn't realize that cameras have become that sensitive. And as you pointed out, Vu, the face does change slowly, consciously, with our awareness often. And the camera, it literally can pick that up.
Yeah. We originally, we started with about 10 algorithms we want to test out to see what we can do with them. But we stop at 5 because we, at that point, it's good enough for our purposes. But camera is gone, you know, it's so sensitive nowadays that we can do quite a bit with the cameras. It has revolutionized the way we actually measure health even.
Now, Vu, can you give your email out if people want to email you, find out more, and ask questions to you? What would be a way to them email you?
Kwanvu@sanehood.com.
And then if they go to that website, sanehood.com, they can also email you from there?
I know, you can email by support@sanghood.com.
They can contact you that way by hitting support?
Yeah, contact us okay. At the bottom.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you're traveling. You have a wonderful trip, and we'll see you down in Ojai soon.
Yes, sir. Talk soon.
Take care. You. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Sing, I ain't pretty and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
mama, please, don't you cry no more. Don't you cry no more. Take a hint from a mama, please, don't you cry no more. Don't you cry no more. Cause it's soon one morning down the road I'm gone. I can't carry you, babe, gonna carry somebody else.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. I think time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Well, I hope you're having a holiday that's fun and enjoying your family and being with your friends and staying home and staying cozy. Boy, it's been really cold out there. It's amazing. Well, I'm on the road again this week. It's been an amazing time. I normally don't go anywhere. All of a sudden, I've been moving around, so it's good to get out and about. Next, we have Chief Black Horse of the Lakota tribe. He's a ceremonial chief, and we're going to be talking about the importance of this winter solstice. And he joins us every month here in the center of the universe. And I want to thank everybody for just being nice to each other and to yourself, hopefully. And if you're not, maybe make that a consideration. It's so easy to be nice. It's so easy to keep it simple. It seems like getting complicated is complicated. I'm Michael Mercury, and you are the center of the universe. Next, Chief Black Horse. Thank you.